Hey, it's John Ortberg, and you were made to count. I am most grateful to get to do this journey together with you. This is day 6 of our 14-day Bible plan. It's kind of an honor. Because you were meant to be a person of impact. You were made by God to make a difference. And here's one truth to start off for this session. If you or I want to impact the world around us, we need to have a realistic view of what that world actually consists of. And that begins with a realistic understanding of myself. I must become deeply self-aware. I must be willing to examine myself more rigorously. And one person who comes to mind who did this remarkably well and devised a tool to help folks centuries later is a man named Ignatius. It's called Ignatius of Loyola, where he's from. He was a Spaniard. He became a Catholic priest and theologian. He believed in constant and ongoing self-assessment on a regular basis and encouraged the people he taught to engage in this practice as well. And we'll come back to that in just a minute, talk about why the discipline of self-awareness is so critical. But first, I want to share this idea from another thinker, Lou Smeeds. Lou is a great Christian author, theologian. He was a good friend. And he talks about what he called our corrupted consciousness. That is, our ability to distort the thoughts we have in a way that will serve the viewpoint I would like to adopt of myself and the people around me. We're all capable of this. Lou says, we close our minds to reality. We don't want to be real. A mother sees clear signs that her son is on drugs but closes her eyes. It would hurt too much to know. A husband shuts out clear signals that his wife's having an affair. It would hurt too much to know. As a teacher is getting older, they close their mind to signals from their students that their lectures are rambling, misadventures, and boredom. It would hurt too much to know. I don't want to know it. Now, what makes self-deception so hard to overcome is no one consciously sets out to deceive ourselves. We can't. A liar may get up in the morning and say, I'm going to lie to my spouse today or my friend today. Nobody ever gets up and says, I think I will lie to myself today. That's the double treachery of self-deception. First, we deceive ourselves, and then we convince ourselves that we're not deceiving ourselves. Reality is flagging us down, blinking lights, red signals, beepers, anything to get our attention. But in a microsecond, we deny what we know, and then we deny that we're denying. Self-deception is the ability of the will in the grip of denial to encourage strongly wanted thoughts to come to consciousness and to strongly discourage unwanted thoughts to come into my awareness, my consciousness. And so I need help because I'm a mess. And dear friend, you're a mess too. If we're going to know and live in the truth, only the truth can set us free to deal with reality. And the strange thing is, even though you are yourself and I am myself, and we think we're the world's leading experts on ourselves, we are, every one of us, deeply self-deceived. The human capacity for self-deception knows no known boundary. And the writers of scriptures often teach that at the core of this is a problem of sin, that we don't really want to know ourselves as we are. So we must seek the practice of self-examination with God's help, in an atmosphere of truth and also great grace. So now I come back to this character, Ignatius of Loyola. He devoted himself to this. And you might reflect on each of these abilities when it comes to self-awareness. First, the ability to reflect systematically, clearly, on personal weaknesses, especially those that manifest as habitual tendency. Next, to get clear on an integrated worldview, a vision, and a value system. Anybody can claim a value system, but not everybody lives one out. And so that's part of what we need to revisit on a regular basis. And then next, consider your ability to tune out everyday distractions in order to reflect, and the habit of doing that on a daily basis. And then finally, reflect on your method for considering choices. How do I actually go about making decisions? Do I do that wise with reflection or so? So I want to invite you to take a few moments right now to do a little reflection, do a little self-examination. Try it like this. think about this day so far. Or if it's real early in the day, you might want to go back to yesterday from when you first woke up. Consider when you greeted people in your life as you got ready for the day, got dressed, maybe traveled someplace. Go from one scene to the next like you're watching it on a video. God, where were you here? God, did I see you in the face of the people that I talked with? God, did I see you in the beauty of your world? Questions like these. Where was I afraid? Where was I excited? Where was I deceptive? Where was I kind of thrilled because for at least a moment I was following the values that I believe in most deeply? Where did I blow people off? Where did I ignore them? Where did I cut in front of them? Where did I see your image in them? We learn to see both the good and give gratitude to God, as well as the negative in ourselves and confess. Invite God to show you the truth about yourself, to reveal what the psalmist called our hidden sins. Search me, O God, and know my heart. You were made to count. Self-awareness is a great start. And the good news is God is aware of everything about you and loves you more than you can imagine. Make today count.
You've been listening to Become New with John Ortberg, where you can receive 10 minutes of daily teaching about the person you're becoming. If you like what you're hearing, you can head on over to our website, becomenew.com, where John has over 700 10-minute teachings cataloged in 20 different series covering a range of topics you might be interested in. If you have a prayer request, there's a team of us who meet each weekday to pray for listeners just like yourself. You can send your specific request to us at the number 855-888-0444. I'm glad you're here, and we'll catch you next time.